Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Maybe you're not there in the middle, folks. You might have heard a familiar voice. That was Bruce Piasecki contributing to our little deal there, our little rendition of our little pieces there that we put together for the celebration of our 20th anniversary. Bruce Piasecki, ladies and gentlemen, is here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Bruce is our guest. He's the author of The Surprising Solution, Doing More with Teams, Doing More with Less. Those are just three of his 40 or 50 books, which have sold under a billion copies across the galaxy. President founder of American Hazard Control Group. Bruce, folks, one of my favorite global thinkers. I don't know a lot of global thinkers, but he's one of them. And, Bruce, I just wanted to say how impressive and how proud I am of you to watch the way you bring people together. You are a master of networking. You're a master of partnering. You're literally a clinic. Watching you do business around the world with so many partners, every day is a clinic for people. If they could just watch you, they ought to pay money just to watch what you do.
Hey, Jim. Thank you very much for that high praise.
Well,
and
it's true.
I guess it all started out as a basketball player where, you know, there's always four moving parts besides yourself.
That's right.
And maybe just to be smarter for me, maybe that's the fourth ingredient, teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question about it. Yeah. Well, you're the master at that. So we're talking about energy competitiveness and mm-hmm. Bruce, I don't know what else is left on that. I do want to talk a little bit about climate change, where that is before you go. But go ahead and finish this up.
Yeah, my thought is that small business might want to know that in the last 6 years, energy has changed fundamentally. So there still are the energy producers like oil, natural gas. There still is this massive energy infrastructure, but in between the producers and the users, every small business is an energy user, are this whole group of people that now exist, small businesses to large, called energy optimizers. And they're using big technology. So the two models the small energy companies might want to look at, one is called Schneider Electric, and another is called Edison Energy.
Energy optimizers?
Yes, energy optimizers are folks that have existing software and computer optimization that can help a company save money mm-hmm. on the energy that they have to use to make their products.
Mm-hmm. And so they know whether to go with electricity or natural gas, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly, and they can happen the rapid, reliable, and worthy decisions in energy so that they're minimizing your firm's energy risks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you begin to understand that, often small business just bites the bullet and pays the utility bill because they don't know about this other optionality out there. And so I wanted your
and those companies. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bruce. Those companies take their they make their living off of what they save you most of the time.
Exactly.
Don't they?
So that it's a type of innovation that shows that the option for savings is there. So they pay them. They get paid based on performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what we want to know is that, you know, when we were in school, Jim, there were the energy producers, the super majors, and that was it, the producers of oil, right? And everything else derived from that, chemistry, natural gas, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
There were always fantastic amount of energy users. That's the very essence of capitalism, industrialism. You know, capitalism is energy plus capital plus human talent equals result, right? So energy has always been there. But in between, there's this evolving new generation. And even Lockheed Martin is getting into it. Even other giants like Siemens and GE is getting into it. So there's hope.
And this is
where the hope is.
Yes, this is the marketplace. and research and government regulation coming together as partners to solve the climate issue without having to do it by some kind of force, some kind of unnatural act.
Right. And so I think it's very important as we look into the next 15 years as small business owners to overcome the fear that innovation is not possible and understand that there's a lot of self-interested profit to be made in energy savings.
Absolutely.
And energy optimization.
Absolutely.
That's
well, and what you're talking about is we're getting to the point where sustainability, as you call it, and saving the planet is not only the right thing to do, it's a best practice.
It's the best, most profitable, reliable way to
that's,
go to the
And we're getting close to that, folks. And the marketplace did that, not Kyoto, and Paris is not going to do it either.
Exactly.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. We'll see you again.
Bruce Piasecki, ladies and gentlemen, AHCgroup.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.